It's time for another B moment. Let's let our hearts say, this is my B moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. So today I'm thinking about how my confidence to stay the course with my vision has evolved. You know, it used to be very important to me that others believed in my vision. And if you didn't believe, I would interpret that as you sort of didn't believe in me. Initially it was difficult for me to uncouple the two, but I was able to over time. And I remember once what this pastor said. He said, sometimes God will put something on your heart or your belly that he's not put on the other person's belly. And so you're going to bed with it every night. You're waking up with it in the morning. You are sacrificing for it and nurturing it. The other person has a completely different experience, and so they have a different perspective on it. And I thought about the pastor's remarks when I was reading in the book of Micah. Now, Micah is a prophet who preaches for about 25 years to the people of Judah to turn from their wicked ways. Most tuned him out or turned away in disbelief, but Micah's actions are very instructive. His convictions are so strong that he was doing what God put on his heart to do that he didn't allow their disbelief to steer him off course, despite over the years how silly he may have looked, despite that in the end only a few heeded his advice. Today's scripture is Luke 21:19. Stand firm and you will win life. So today, whatever you are believing God for, whether it's to return to school or to start a new venture, or you may be believing for a loved one's healing, step in closer to God, stand firm, and stay your course. Finally, share this B moment because others desire to be inspired.